You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
This is Front Street with Charles Traylor, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. This is Front Street with Charles Traylor.
And good afternoon. You are listening to TalkTainment Radio. It's the world's greatest radio, and it's the way radio should be heard. 877-932-9766 is the number you want to call in to join in and log in at TalkTainmentRadio.com and get in on the discussion that we're going to be having today. Have two distinguished guests with me today, and you'll be enjoying this interview. First up, we have re-elected Franklin County Auditor, Mr. Clarence Mingle. Good afternoon, Clarence.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me back.
No question. And we're going to get to this rising star, Ms. Jaza Page. She's in the studio. She's the newly appointed city council person to fill the unexpired term of outgoing council person Herschel Craig. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Charles. Thanks for having me as well.
Thank you for coming. Mr. Mingle, against all odds, you were reelected. The voters had confidence in you, and they reelected you to, this is your second term?
Yes, sir.
Second term, full term as Franklin County Auditor. How did you pull it off?
You know what, Charles? I am really fresh off a very hard-fought, very competitive 2014 election season. And I will tell you candidly, I am a different individual than I was a year ago at this time. Mm-hmm. Adversity will either drown you or will strengthen and improve you. Mm-hmm. And I was able to surround myself with good people who are smart and strategic from a political standpoint. We raised good money. We engaged with the community. Mm-hmm. We made our case. And as all elected officials must do, you must make that case, give it to the voters, and let them decide. And that's what we did. And I will tell you, there is nothing like that process where you are thoroughly vetted. Mm-hmm. You are taken to task. You mm-hmm. are scrutinized. You are critiqued. And after all that, if the voters stand up and say, you know what, we support you, we endorse you, we mm-hmm. will vote for you and keep you in office, you can only thank God for that and show appreciation for those votes and know that you earned the office and you rightfully should be there leading on behalf of the community.
And given the distractions of that have happened, that have cropped up during your campaign, there was a lot of pundits, a lot of folks that had you DOA mm-hmm. that had your political career, you know, over and done with, and you didn't listen to that.
No, Charles, listen, I mean, I've been plugging away serving as auditor for the last 6 years or so. Mm-hmm. And I know our constituents. I know the people and the level of business interaction they have with our office. They know what I do, what mm-hmm. my staff does. And I was always confident that, A, we had managed the office effectively, B, that our record would speak for itself, C, mm-hmm. that my personal integrity would speak for itself,
sure.
and that ultimately voters would look at that and reward it with a second term. And candidly, by God's grace, that happened. So I'm just grateful at this hour and appreciate the chance to serve another 4 years.
Okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you is that during the last campaign, property values, mm-hmm. people seem to experience some drop in their property values. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the last time you were on prior to the campaign that we talked about how the housing plunge impacted property values. But in the paper, you know, if you go by the Dispatch, mm-hmm. you know, we should blame you.
You should blame me for a lot of things if you.
But what was it that yeah. caused that has caused the assessment yeah. of property values, you know, to take a hit?
You know what, Charles, people forget about this, but in 2008, when that recession struck, the nation was literally gripped with fears, particularly those in our financial industry, as well as the federal government. I mean, we really believe that this would likely be the largest financial catastrophic mm-hmm. event that happened since the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
That was the size of the recession. And the impact of it continues to be felt today. People thought, well, that was in 2008 to 2010, and now we're recovering. Things are better, but we are still living with the residual effects of that recession, so that property, which normally increases in value, we still, at this hour, in many instances, are watching property do something it rarely does, and that's go the other way. That's lose value.
Mm-hmm.
So these are very interesting times. If you are, you know, between the ages of 20 and 45, it is unlikely that ever again in your life you will have a period in which property, instead of gaining value, is losing value. This is historic. It's really historic.
Now, the other piece to that is that property values fell, but the tax on your property didn't fall.
Yeah.
And so how is that reconciled?
Yeah, so this is how that works, and it's a great question. I think every property owner should understand this, Charles. Ohio law is set up so that the county auditor does not have the ability to arbitrarily raise or lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The only individual that has the ability to essentially influence your tax bill would be you, the voter.
Okay.
You do it by way of your vote. Every time there's a levy on the ballot, whether mm-hmm. it's for Franklin County Children's Services, a library, a police department, or perhaps a school district, voters are saying, I agree to pay more property taxes to fund that levy, which is okay if that's what they decide mm-hmm. to do. So when you raise your hand and you vote for that levy, you're influencing your tax bill likely for an increase. That's the first way. The other way that your tax bill goes up would be if you as an individual do something that changes the value of your home.
Sure.
So if Charles walks in his house and says, hey, I need a two-car garage instead of a one-car garage, mm-hmm. we get word of that. That's mm-hmm. called an improvement.
Right.
The value of your house goes up, and so does your tax bill. If you finish your basement and it's new living space, we get word of that. Mm-hmm. The value of your house goes up, and so does your tax bill. So it's not the county auditor that or government, if you will, that raises your tax bill. It's the voters. You do it by way of your levy, and then you do it by way of improvements that you decide to make to your home.
And I think that's one of the pieces that people forget, because I didn't realize that, you know, even though my property value went down, mm-hmm. I'm still on the hook for those levy dollars, you know, that people pass, because I ain't passed a levy in over 10 years.
No, okay. Right. But here it is, Charles. All of this is foreign territory because no one ever expected you would live in a home that is decreasing in value.
Mm-hmm.
All of us thought, you know what, I own this piece of property and it's always going to be worth more tomorrow than mm-hmm. it is today. Well, we're now in this conundrum where the value of your house is going down, which no one thought would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But your tax bill is going up
mm-hmm.
because of the levies. And we just, in all of Ohio history, we just did not anticipate seeing that phenomenon.
And also what we have seen at the last two election cycles mm-hmm. is levies have become collateral damage.
Charles,
friend,
let me tell you, voters are smarter.
Right.
They are smarter. They are aware of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Property value going down, tax bill going up. I'm not sure I want to vote for this zoo levy, or I'm mm-hmm. not sure I want to vote for this Columbus Public School, whatever the circumstances may be. But I think voters are smarter. I'm not saying they should or should not vote for the levy,
right.
But they are doing their research
and
determining
their research, right.
how that's funded, and I commend them for doing that.
Well, let me ask you something. What's your projection over the next 5 years
yep.
for housing values? Do you see a wave going the other way?
No, I'm going to answer that question, Charles, but you must keep the answer between you and I.
Okay.
It's a secret. Jaza, do you agree to
No problem. I won't tell anyone.
All right. We have good data that shows at this hour the market is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's mm-hmm. Real estate is beginning to once again show signs of life and strength, and that's a good thing. The catch is that growth will be slow and very responsible. What we don't want is what we saw between the years of 2000 and 2008, where Charles could buy a house today for $150,000 and sell it a month for $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's not responsible. It's not reality. And what it led to is what we call a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
When that bubble burst, we had all this property
that
wasn't worth what we thought it was.
Exactly.
So next 5 years, market's coming back. It's going to be slow. It's going to be responsible, but it's still coming back.
So is that the reason why the real estate industry has been really slow to jump out there and really be aggressive with regard to property values?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people were hurt severely
mm-hmm.
In the real estate market during the recession. And people are not 100% confident that it is stable.
No question.
And so I think you gave that 5-year time frame. I think that's perfect for the confidence to come back and then people once again to begin sinking money into the real estate market. It's important to understand that when the real estate market tanked, so did our national economy. And property is such – I mean, it is such – a vertebrae, if you will, in the backbone of our economy.
Sure.
And as the economy goes, strike that. As the real estate market goes, so goes the economy. Real estate market strong, the economy will be strong and robust. Real estate market bad, economy will be bad.
No question. Now, with a new 4-year mandate from the voters, and I say mandate because of the margin of victory that you had in the last election, what is your priority list, your bucket list?
Yeah, so that bucket list, we talked about it a moment ago. We are working, or actually we're beginning to work on a new reappraisal for the county. We've got about 440,000 individual parcels of property to look at, study, examine, and assign new values to. Takes about 3 years to do that. So we need to get underway right now so that we can let you know in 2017 how the market has changed.
Sure.
We were just talking about that. So in 2017, you're going to open up your mail. You're going to get a letter from me that's going to say, Charles, your old value was X and your new value is Y. We hope that's better for you.
Sure.
We hope the market's stronger. So that's a major priority. The other thing we're working on, Charles, and this has been really interesting. I saw this in the first term. We want to do better in the second term. But amazingly, people still don't fully understand what the county auditor does and how it is we impact their lives. If you own a piece of property anywhere in this county, we have something to do with your life. And so we're working hard to educate people so that they understand that dynamic between a lower tax, excuse me, a lower home value but higher tax bill, so that they understand how a levy can impact their tax bill. So that self-awareness, that self-education is the second pillar. And then thirdly, technology. Technology. We have a website. We get about 5 million, about 8 million users a year on that website. It's franklincountyauditor.com. Heavily used. The dispatch just covered this about a week ago. And we want to continue to drive technology so that people have an understanding who we are through technology and they can access our services via technology.
No question. Now, where are we at?